You're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion, reflection and social issues programme. Now, I'm joined on the phone this morning by Paul Kivlahan, and later on today, at 3 o'clock today precisely, he's going to be ordained for the priesthood for the Diocese of O'Conry over the west of Ireland. Paul, thanks very much for joining us on KFM.
No problem, Brenda. I'm delighted to join you this morning.
How are the nerves?
They're beginning to jingle a bit now, but I suppose everything is in place and I think I have confidence in all the people that's helping me do the different things, so that keeps them
at bay.
At bay is right.
Yeah. Now you're 33 and you're being ordained for the Diocese of Conry, so obviously you've had quite a few years to prepare for this day. How has that preparation been?
Well, that preparation has been, I have to say, excellent. I found that before I responded to the call to priesthood, I just didn't feel settled. I had studied food science and technology in UCC, and after that I worked for 4 years. I worked for a dairy company down here in the west of Ireland, Connacht Gold Co-op, and for about 3 years, and then I worked for Irish Pride Bakeries as a quality manager. And just when I was working on that, I just didn't feel content. And I remember often at Christmas time of the year kind of thinking, where will you be next Christmas, Paul? And I suppose really and truly the reason that I had those thoughts was because in my heart I probably knew that I had a call to priesthood from various experiences I had growing up at home down here in County Sligo, and from school, and from even my time in UCC. And I think that that kind of desire was kind of building in me on a gradual basis until the time I had to say, yes, I need to do something about it. I need to respond to the call, or I need to talk to somebody about what's going on in my life. So I went to visit a local priest and kind of went through the various different experiences that I had. And then I met Bishop Flynn, who was our bishop in the Diocese of O'Conry here at the time, and he accepted me as a student for the diocese. So then I entered St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, in August 2007, I should say. And really since then I haven't looked back, and I think all the training I've had since then, the academic, the pastoral, the space and time for personal prayer, to focus on my human development, I think it has all kind of added to the person that I am now in my holistic development as a person.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
that's what gives me the confidence now to turn back and say, yes, today at 3 o'clock, above anything else, what I want to be now in life is a priest. So I think the training that I've received is very good. The experience that I had in parish, like, for example, during the year, the last college year, I spent the weekends in Maynooth Parish, and I preached on Sundays at Mass. I had baptisms in the parish, and I really enjoyed it. And I think the reaction that I got from the people in the parish, from the parish clergy, has kind of confirmed my decision. So I feel that that I'm ready now to be ordained a priest, and I very much look forward to serving.
Great.
As a priest here in the diocese.
And tell me, Paul, how did your family and friends react when you told them that you were going to go and talk to someone about joining the St. Patrick's College Maynooth, or entering into seminary life? How
well,
did your family...
the truth be told, I had kind of all in place before I told them, really, because, as I said, I had been working at the time. And I remember my mother kind of saying to me, I was coming up to my mid-20s, 25, 26, and she was saying, I was like the usual kind of thing that my friends did at the weekends. We'd be going out and having nights out and weekends away. And she was beginning to say to me, now, Paul, you'd want to settle down and maybe get a wife and beginning to put a bit of a set on your life. And I remember thinking, how will I say to them now that I want to become a priest? But anyway, I suppose the Lord gives the strength to be able to do these things. And anyway, when I told them, I suppose it was a little bit of a surprise at the beginning. But I think that once they seen that I was happy and that I was content, they're very happy for me. The same thing with all my friends. They've all given me huge support. And I remember a good friend that I had in UCC, and she was one of the first people that I told. And she said, "Paul, I never heard you speaking so passionately about anything before." And she says, "I really think you should do this, because I was wondering, should I go? Should I leave it another year? Do I need more time to think about it?" And I suppose she really gave me the push to say, well, I'll try it now, because when is the right time? If I left it another year, would I have the same questions? And the support of my family and friends really was what enabled me to go to Maynooth. And I suppose when we think of ourselves as church, that's what church is. It's not a solo run by Paul Kivlehan or any priest that we know in our own parishes. It's a response from a community of faith, from a believing community, that a vocation is nourished in a parish, in school, in all the various places where we meet as a community of believers. And when I so look at that and put, say, that kind of theory I've learned in college, I suppose that helps me understand my call as well. So I think that my family and friends have been an integral part of my journey, and any time that any of them were ever up in Dublin, they'd always ring and say, "Paul, we're passing, will we call in?" And when I come home here for holiday time or weekends, my family and friends still kind of treat me as the same Paul. And that's very refreshing as well, to have the support of family and friends.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
And I think that they'd be more surprised than anybody now if I said I didn't want to go through with ordination and priestly life.
Well, I hope now that won't enter your head today. What are you most looking forward to once you're ordained a priest?
Well, I think one of the things I'm looking forward to now is just getting into the parish setting. As I said to you, Brenda, a few minutes ago, that I had the experience of Maynooth Parish over the last 9 to 12 months, and I really enjoyed getting out of the college setting, the essay writing, the exams, everything that's part and parcel of college life. And I really enjoyed just being with the people in the parish, people coming up asking me for their prayers, various problems that they may have had, like maybe an illness in the family, somebody who was preparing for theatre during the week, whatever it was, and just to receive that confidence in me, because I was there in parish as an ordained deacon, and I'm just looking forward to being part of a community and to be able to minister to them as a priest, and I really look forward to putting that into practice, hopefully now in a parish down here in our own diocese in September, please God, when the bishop appoints me.
Yeah. Well, Paul, by the sounds of the chat we've just had, any parish would be very, very lucky to have you. We wish you the best of luck for 3 o'clock today for your ordination to the priesthood, and thanks for taking the time out to chat to us this morning.
No problem, Brenda. I enjoyed it.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
That was Paul Kivlehan chatting to us just ahead of his ordination to the priesthood later on today for the Diocese of Aconry. We'll take some more music.